I want you to write down three letters in all caps, because these letters that I'm about to share with you will literally change your life and your business experience. So you ready? You have a pencil and a paper? Write this down. All caps, WTF. WTF. Yeah, I know what some of you are thinking. You're thinking that WTF is a negative term, and I know you're probably laughing and chuckling and all that good stuff, and you're probably thinking, okay, where is this guy going? I thought he was going to talk to me about business and about goals. Well, I am. And I'm going to share with you the definition of WTF, because it really is. And right now, I know for you, as you're sitting there listening to this, and you're looking at that WTF, you're thinking, oh my God, you know, and you're thinking of it as a negative. Well, I want to let you know it's not, because one of the things that I'm going to share with you is how to transform what appears to be negative, whatever you may be going through, into a positive for success. Because things may not always appear as they really are. So again, right now you're thinking is that WTF is a negative. I haven't even told you what that means. I haven't given you any kind of definition, but I know that's what you're thinking. You're accepting it as a negative. See, and what happens in life, in his business, is we get out there and we get busy. Maybe we're new to business, maybe you've been in business for a while, but what happens is you just have a tendency to just to jump into things and start doing. Well, sometimes it can be natural because we get so excited about business, especially if we're new to business. We have a lot of anxiety. We're so anxious to and excited to share with others, to get out there, to get business and start generating revenue, that we fail to plan. We may not know exactly where we're going. And as we get out there and we're just doing, a couple weeks goes by, months goes by, maybe years that you may be doing this. And you look back and you're thinking, man, I'm working my tail off. I'm busier than ever. I'm doing everything I possibly can, but I'm not getting any results. And when you're putting in that much effort and you're not getting the result, you start to get a little burnout. Maybe you're feeling a little discouraged. Maybe you feel overwhelmed. There's not enough hours in the day to get everything done because you figure, you know what, if I just put in more time, I'll get more business. So you put in more time. Then maybe you're working weekends. You're working late at night, so you're not spending as much time with your family. And again, you're feeling even more discouraged and overwhelmed. And now you're just thinking to yourself, wow, I don't have the confidence I once had. I'm not as excited about the business as I once was. And in that moment, you think to yourself, what the? And that's what I call, at that moment right there, that's what I call a WTF moment. A WTF moment. And you know what I'm talking about. And maybe you haven't even said those exact words, but you felt that. You know what I'm talking about. Because it's frustrating. It's extremely frustrating. But I'm here to tell you that even though it feels negative, I've got a plan for you. I'm going to help you through that on this audio CD. So we're going to work through that. Because right now, what appears to be negative is actually not. It's actually not a negative. See, I want you to think about this. If life was always positive, if you were always comfortable, and it was all roses and chocolate, and you know, things were just great each and every day, what would cause you to change? Think about that. If you didn't need any additional money, or if you weren't passionate about somebody, or you weren't getting the results that you would like to, what would cause you to change? There wouldn't be any motivation to change because, you know, all your needs are being met. So I want to encourage you to look at those frustrating moments, those WTF moments, not as a negative, but as life's way, as God's way of telling you, kind of nudging you, poking you in the side, saying, hey, you need to change. I know where you want to go, but you need to change. You need to figure it out. You need to come up with a plan to figure out how you're getting there. But first of all, you got to know where you want to go before you can develop a plan, right? So think about that. What appears to be negative is a WTF. But you can transform that into a positive for success. The first thing is look at those as a positive moment. Be thankful when you have those moments, because again, that's life's way of telling you, hey, you got to make some changes here if you want to get where you want to go. Besides that, when you think about it, who says that these frustrating moments that we have to be frustrating? You know, when you think of frustration, we typically take that as a negative feeling. It's something that's uncomfortable, right? Well, most people are afraid of change. That's the biggest fear of change, because it's uncomfortable. It may not necessarily be painful, but it's just uncomfortable. And we don't know what to expect. When we change, we don't have a crystal ball to see the future. So we don't know what to expect. And sometimes, even if it's uncomfortable, at least we know where we're at. Be thinking about that. Frustration, although it may seem negative, it's not. Nowhere is it written that, hey, you must take it as a negative. No, take it as a positive. It's a good thing. Again, because it's life's way of telling you, you got to change, and you can get where you want to go. The human mind is the most powerful computer in the world, if you think about it. It is absolutely amazing. You have the power. You have everything that you need right now, because you have a head on your shoulders to make these changes and to change what appears to be a negative for you, or what may feel like a negative, those WTF moments, into a positive for success. On our last segment, I had you guys visit the BlueRockCoaching.com site. I hope that you went to that website, downloaded the Business Accelerator dashboard, because I'm going to share with you what the WTFs are. So I know that some of you are thinking, what the, you know, WTF, and you know, you probably got a kick out of that. But seriously, when you look at those three letters and you look at business, where you're at in life and you want to grow, what you need to be thinking about is, where's the fuel? Where's the fuel? And that's really the WTF. Where's the fuel? Where's the future? Where's the focus? See, and when you can identify where the fuel, and what I label as the fuel, that's what fires you up. That's your internal. Forget about the goals. Forget about the actions. What gets you excited each and every day? What fuels you up? What just literally pumps you up so you're ready to hit the ground running and take the day with a lot of energy? I mean, just an abundance of energy. And there's a process. So as you're looking at the Business Accelerator dashboard under Where's the Fuel, there's a way that you can discover your fuel and build that so you can pull that internal energy and use it each and every day as you're out there. And the first one is the mission statement, or your purpose. What is it that you're passionate about? What is your purpose in life? And if you don't know, I want to encourage you to find out, because many people out there that don't know, and we all have a purpose. It's in us somewhere. You need to find it. What to find? Another WTF. And what to find is the purpose. Because when you know what you're passionate about, what fires you up, what your purpose is, then you've got something internal that will motivate you. So as you're going through business on your journey, and a little speed bump happens, you know what? You have the energy. You have that positive mindset, that willpower to overcome and continue on. So another key factor into building the where's the fuel and creating that internal fire is the vision. What is it that you see for yourself? Whether it's 3 years or 5 years or 10 years out, when you sit there and you think about, you know what? I would like to do this. This is what I see for myself, for my business in the future. What is that vision? And I want to encourage you to really bring some clarity to that vision and think about it. Because when you can see that, then it becomes more lifelike, almost like you can touch it. And when it gets to that point, then it's more believable. And what you believe, you can achieve. It'll happen. Because now there's more clarity. Now you can develop an action plan to get there. So what is that vision for yourself? So really take some time to identify that. And this business dashboard, this is for you. Make it your own. This is not for anybody else. This is for you. So forget about what others may say, what others may think. This is for you, and there is no right or wrong answer. What is your mission? What is your vision? The next, what is your core values and beliefs? What are those things that for you are those core values, those beliefs that you have, that you live by each and every day? And everybody has them. What are those? And when you can identify that, along with your mission, your vision, and then the last part is the strengths. What are those strengths? We are all gifted with strengths. Some of them maybe you haven't discovered because you haven't tried to identify what those strengths are or experience other things. But I'll tell you, there's an easy way to find out what your strengths are today. That is to contact some of your friends and your family and ask them, hey, when you look at me, when you think about the strengths that I have, what is it that you see in me and for me? What would you say my strengths are? Just do a informal, casual survey of your friends. That's a quick and easy way. Yeah, and there's more detailed ways. There's assessments out there that you can take that will help you discover your strengths. But this is an easy way. Just to get an idea of what your strengths are. And you probably know. There's probably things that, you're good at that bring you a lot of, joy and fulfillment. Everybody has an idea. So I'd encourage you, talk to your friends, talk to your colleagues, your family, those people that are close to you, and ask them what your strengths are. And the most important thing is when you can combine the mission, the vision, the core values and beliefs and your strengths, now you have something to work with. Regardless of the type of business you're in or what your goals are, you have something that fires you up each and every day. And that's what you need to have. And I'll tell you, it's an awesome feeling. Once you catch that and you know it, you're going to love it. It'll fire you up. So the next one, as we move on, is where's the future? And when you're looking at the business dashboard, that's the blue section. And this is important because oftentimes, and if you listen to the first segment, the greatest thing about America is free enterprise. Anybody can get into business, which is great, but the problem is often people jump into business without a plan. They have no idea what they want to get out of it, where they're going with it. Yeah, everybody gets into business because they want to make money, but that's not enough. How much money do you want to make? In what time period? And what's the purpose behind making money? There's got to be a bigger purpose, bigger reason. It's not just to make a living. If it's just to make a living, you should just go get a job, right? Let somebody else have all the responsibility of the business if that's it, if you just want to make a living. But most business owners that I work with, they're not in business just to make money or to make a living. There's a bigger purpose behind it. So when you look at the blue section, where's the future? And I'm really talking to the small business owners here. Your business life and your personal life are not separate. They are one. Because being a small business owner, I don't know, it's typically not an 8-to-5 job. I know the reason a lot of people get into business for themselves is they want more time, they want freedom, they want control, which is great, and you can have all that. But at the same time, there is no hard line that this is my business life, this is my personal life. I have not seen it. Not yet. With that, that is okay, but let's plan for that. Let's make your business life and your personal life great. So when you look at the blue section of the Business Accelerator dashboard, what are those goals? What are your business goals and what are your personal goals? And first, I want you to take a look at the 12-month goals. And here's an easy way. This is what I would like for you to do. take out a blank sheet of paper. If you don't have a sheet of paper and a pen in front of you, I would go ahead and pause the CD right now. Get a sheet of paper and a pen, and then come back. Now that you have a sheet of paper and pen, this is what I'd like for you to do. Is on the sheet of paper, draw a line down the middle of the paper. On the left-hand side, write A. On the right-hand side, write B. And draw a line from point A to point B. See, when we're thinking about where we want to go or directions, it's common that we want to get from point A to point B, right? When you're defining your goals, oftentimes there's not enough clarity. You may not know what B is. You know where you're at right now, but what is B? And we need to identify, we need to find in that for you what B is. Because before you can develop an action plan on how to get there, you need to know where you're going. Just like a roadmap, you just don't jump in your car and take off and just start driving. Now, if you're on a Sunday drive and you're just driving around just to enjoy the scenery, that's one thing. That's your purpose behind it. But for most people, they're either driving to the office or driving to a client's office or driving to vacation, or there's some destination in mind. So that's what we want to find for you. What's your destination? What is B? So this is what I'd like for you to do. So on the right-hand side of the paper where you have B, a couple of lines down, write out 12 months. And what I want you to do is fast forward 12 months from today. And you're sitting there and you're thinking, wow, this is an awesome day. Absolutely love it. It's the best day of my life. And as you're looking back the previous 12 months, you're just reflecting on the time and you're thinking, wow, it's been a wonderful year. I've kicked some butt in business. I've exceeded all my goals. I mean, things just couldn't be any better. And you're just feeling so fired up about business because you've just had the best 12 months you've ever had in business. So the question is, in order to feel that way, what is it that you would have to have achieved in the previous 12 months to feel that way? How much money would you have to make? What are those business goals out there? How many deals? Or maybe it's something more personal. Maybe there's a new hobby or new career level or new type of client. I don't know what your goals are, but what is it that would just really make you feel good about yourself in the next 12 months? Now, let's fast forward a little further, because we're talking about where's the future, right? So in order to identify goals, we have to know where we're going in the future. So fast forward out 3 to 5 years. And again, you're sitting there thinking, wow, the past 3 to 5 years has just been absolutely awesome. I mean, I couldn't have planned it any better. I love where I'm at. I've got money in the bank. I've got a great business. I'm able to give money out. I'm involved in this charity. Live in a great home. It couldn't be any better. I absolutely love it. You're sleeping well at night. You've got an abundance of energy. You've got a lot of great friends and family and colleagues. You know what I'm talking about. It's just, you're absolutely high on life. So to feel that way, what is it in that previous 3 to 5 years that you would have to have achieved to feel that way? Because it's easier for us when we fast forward and we look back at what we have achieved to make that real. And that's what we're doing here. Now, I want you to take it a next step further. Yeah, and this might be a little more challenging for you, but you know what? Fast forward out 10 years, 20 years out, and you're looking back in your life. There's been a lot of changes. It's been a great 10 to 20 years. You know what? You're loving life. You're involved in all kinds of charity events. You're giving back to the community. Your business is thriving. It really couldn't be any better. You have all the time in the world because you've ran your business so well, and you're helping other people. You're helping your customers and your clients. Maybe even you're helping other people that are new in business in your industry, helping them get started. This has been great. What is it when you look back that you'd have to achieve in order to feel that way? What is that? What is that for you? Now that you have an idea of point B, your destination, of where you'd like to go, now it's as simple as getting from point A to point B. What I would like for you to do is take that information, and that is the start. And along the way, you're going to perfect this. You're going to fine-tune it. But this gets you started right now. And take that information and transfer it over to the blue section of the Business Accelerator dashboard, the Where's the Future. So if it's the 12-month, boom, pop that in right there. The 3 to 5 years, pop that in. And then in the 10 to 20-year goal, that's what I call that North Star goal. That's that big star out there that you can see that's brighter than ever that you want to get to. But it's so far out, you really have no idea how you would get there. But that's okay. You just know you want to get there. That's why I call it the North Star. It's your North Star goal. And you know what? You'll get there. But you got to have an action. And you've got to do the action. And your actions have to be in alignment with your goals in the 1 year and the 3 to 5 year. And when you achieve those goals, you'll get there. Getting back to the blue section here. As you're looking at this, you see the business goals. And notice how there's not a lot of room to write a lot of goals. One of the biggest mistakes that people make when setting goals is they have a long list of goals. They'll write 10, 20, 30 goals that they want to achieve, especially come New Year's for your New Year's resolutions, right? It's really common. Hey, yeah, I want to do all this. And what happens? Year goes by. Most of those goals aren't met. And you know what? When I say this, I've been there. I've done the same thing. It's better to focus on a few goals and important goals and make them meaningful and powerful and reach those. And as you can reach a handful of goals and focus all your energy and attention on just those goals, you will reach them. And that builds your confidence. And now you're getting where you want to go. You're moving forward. You're achieving success, whatever that means to you. But identify those business goals and the personal goals. And I have room for 5 that I've put on the sheet, but you may not have, and that's okay. That's okay, because it's more important to identify the few important goals and just focus your energy on that so you can reach those. Then when you come to your 3 to 5 years, same thing. What are your financial goals? What are your business goals? And what are your personal goals? What do you see for yourself in that 3 to 5 years? We just went through that EB exercise, so take that information and plot it over on the 3 to 5 years. Now, I want you to move over one more column to the green section, where's the focus? Again, that's another WTF, right? Where's the focus? And this is kind of really the point where when you're defining where's the focus, this is where you're going to roll up your sleeves, you're going to get out, you're going to make things happen each and every day, and as you achieve your quarterly goals over the course of the year, you'll achieve your annual goals. And when you achieve your annual goals, then you'll hit your 3 to 5 year goals. So it's a plan. And again, like I said, the greatest thing is people can get into business at any time, regardless of who you are, or your education, or your age. But you have to have a plan. And if you just jump into business with no plan, no idea where you want to go, no idea what to focus on, you're setting yourself up for failure. You've probably heard before that if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. And that is so true. So looking at the green section, where's the focus, where it says the quarterly focus goals, now let's break out for the next 90 days, what is it on the revenue, the number of deals that you need to bring in. What are those quarterly goals that support your 12-month goals? See, they need to be in total alignment. And again, when you can reach your quarterly goals, you'll reach your annual goals. Then right below that, under the quarterly goals, you have your priorities. And you notice it says, I must get done no matter what. What are those things? Come hell or high water, that you have to get done. And the reason I say that is they have to be that important of priorities. Because anybody can write down goals, write down a to-do list of things that they have to do. But what happens is when you don't take that on, that, hey, I must get this done, what separates it from any other task or to-do out there? And then what will happen, you'll get caught up in your day-to-day activities that won't get done. And when that doesn't get done, you're not going to reach your quarterly goals. So when you think about it, be thinking about those 1 to 5 things that you absolutely must get done in the quarter. I don't care how much time you spend on it. This is what you've told yourself. You've defined that, hey, I've got to get this done. So let's get it done. You know what I'm talking about, right? Yeah. Then below that, next one, box is, what could derail me? And everybody knows what their derailers are. And the reason this is important is as you get busy out there, there's always those 1 or 2 things that can derail us. We're human beings, right? It's going to happen. But we want to know what those things are that could potentially derail us and throw us off track of our goals or being focused. Because if we know what they are, when they start to come in our radar screen, then our warning lights can go off. We're aware of it. And we know, so then we can say, hey, that's a potential derailer. I need to stay away from that. Not take that phone call. Not take that email. And I'll give you an example. I absolutely love business. And I get excited about business. And as a business coach, I get approached all the time. I get emails and phone calls. Hey, Mike, got this great business concept or this great business opportunity. And I'm all ears because I love business and I love business opportunities. But I'll tell you what, that's one of my derailers. Because when I look at a business opportunity, what does it do for me? It sidetracks me from my goals. And not just the money. And I've lost plenty of money in new business opportunities. But it's the time. The time is probably more important than the money. Because every time I look at a new business opportunity, it takes time to research it to see if this is the right one. And then you have a way of kind of getting excited about some of these new business opportunities. And then what? And oftentimes they're not, you know, at the early stages, yeah, maybe they seem exciting, but, you know, many of them don't pan out to really what they are. And so for me, I know exactly where I'm going. I know what I'm doing. I know the businesses that I'm involved with right now. And I need to stay focused on that and see them through. And that's what will make things happen. That's what will allow me to reach my goals. So I share that with you as an example because that is one of mine. But I don't know what your derailers are. But you need to stay focused and you need to identify what those potential derailers are so that you have the awareness so that when it happens. Because again, my job as a coach is to help keep you focused 90 days at a time. It's like in a football game or a basketball game. There's either 4 quarters or 4 periods, right? We got 4 quarters in a year. If I can keep you focused for 90 days at a time, we'll reach our goals there. Then the next quarter, reach our goals. Before you know it, year goes by. You've reached your goals. You're getting results. And you're going to be happy. You're going to have a lot of confidence. And you're going to love where you're going. Skills to improve. I don't care how long you've been in business or what type of business you're in, where you're at, there are always skills to improve. Learning is a lifelong event and a journey. It happens. It needs to happen. Because as we continue on, the more we learn, the more knowledgeable we are, the more valuable we are, not only to ourselves, but to our friends, our family, to our colleagues, to our clients or customers. So learning, take that on as a lifetime of learning. It is absolutely important. And so what are those things in your business? What are the skills that you need to improve in the next 90 days that will allow you to be more effective at what you do? Are they sales skills, negotiating skills, marketing skills, leadership skills, speaking skills? Maybe a second language? Maybe accounting skills? I don't know what they are. But you know. You know the areas that need to be improved. And it's really not all that difficult. And just take and identify, you know, those one, two, or three skills that you need to improve over the course of the quarter. And focus on just those few skills, either by attending some classes or picking up a book or getting on a webinar. I don't know what it may be for you, but you know what it is. And you know what? After the course of a year, think about it. If you're learning something new each and every quarter, how much more valuable you'll be to yourself, how much more effective you'll be, how many more deals would that get you if you can improve your skills? And you know, when you can close more deals, get more business, you'll have more revenue. So what are those skills that you need to improve? That's the quarterly focus. And again, the intent here is to stay highly focused for 90 days. Sometimes going out 12 months can be too long for folks, but you know what? Everyone can focus for 90 days. Make that your goal, and your challenge is to stay focused 90 days, to be consistent. There is no magic bullet, but if there was, and if there was one key word that would be the definition of a magic bullet, I would say it's consistency. Because for us human beings, being consistent each and every day can be a challenge. It's not, you can make it sound easy, but in reality, it can be a challenge. So I want to encourage you to stay consistent each and every day. Do little things. And when you can do those little things each and every day, then you'll realize the big results. Make that one of your goals, to be consistent every day. Moving over to the second page here, and we're still under the green section, where's the focus? Let's get into the nuts and bolts of the sales and marketing. For most business owners, increasing revenue is really what most folks want, because when you have more revenue, that allows you to do more. Maybe you can hire people, or maybe do more marketing, or just have a nicer lifestyle, more money in the bank, whatever it may be. But most people equate when they get into business is they want more revenue. And even if you're a nonprofit, you still need to generate revenue because you have expenses. There's things you need to pay for or generate money for your cause. At the end of the day, business, a big part of it, is driven by the need for money or revenue. So with that, how do we go out there? We just don't go out there and close a deal. There has to be some type of a system to attract the right type of clientele or the right customers so that we can service them and close those deals and engage in business with them and then exchange revenue. So when you look at that in the sales and marketing, oftentimes people are, you know, they're stuck somewhere. So when you look at this section, identify, you know, where are you stuck? And then if you're stuck, what's holding you up? What are those things? And you know what I'm talking about, because you probably know where you're stuck, but yet you get so caught up in the day-to-day things that you haven't had time to really think about it and get unstuck. But here's the deal. When you know where you're stuck or what's holding you up, you can come up with a plan or solution to get you unstuck. Just like in your car, if you're stuck, you're on the side of the road. I call AAA. You know, but that is a solution to getting unstuck. And the point is, in order to get unstuck, you got to know where you're stuck. So take some time. Take a few minutes to really think about what's holding you up. What are those things? Is it in the sales? Is it in the marketing? Where do you feel like you're not getting the results? Are you not getting out there to see enough clients? Not making enough phone calls? Is the phone not ringing? Are you not out there networking enough? Not talking enough to people? I don't know where you're stuck. But think about where you're not getting the results and where you're stuck. And then be thinking about, you know, how can I get unstuck? What's the solution? Then the ideal client. When you look there, and here's a common mistake that a lot of folks make. And part of it's generated because, again, we just have a tendency, business owners and entrepreneurs, just to jump into business. when we just jump into business, oftentimes our marketing message, our sales message, is not in alignment with our ideal client. So be thinking about your ideal. Who is your ideal client? What are the demographics of your ideal client? Where do they live? How old are they? What are they like? What do they look like? What are their problems? What solution do you provide that helps them? Really fine-tune that. Who is your ideal client? And also, I want to share with you, while we're talking about the ideal client, whatever service you're providing, there is a bigger purpose behind what you do. Yeah, you may be a financial planner, or maybe you're in real estate, but there's a bigger purpose. And if you're a financial planner, what is it that you have to offer? Well, when I think about that, I just don't want somebody to manage my money. Really, what I want is I want more financial security. I want that money to grow. I want the financial planner that's helping me to know that I trust them, that they can manage that money and they can keep it safe and they can minimize the losses when the economy is down. Those are the things that come up for me. That's what's important to me. Financial planner is just the title or the position or the vehicle to do that. So be thinking about, what is it that you do in the business you're in that is really important to your client? And when you know who your ideal client is and you know what's really important to them, now you can tailor your marketing message that will have more impact for them. It will pique their interest. So as you're out there in your sales material, as you're out there networking, your 30-second commercial, you're going to be spot on with your marketing message. So moving on, where's the focus, the sales and marketing section? Is identify those top 10 accounts or prospects. You know, oftentimes, again, we just get out there like wildfire, turn up the brushes. Yeah, we may create a lot of energy and action when we get out there, but it's important as you're out there to be able to focus on a handful of accounts or prospects to really develop those. Oftentimes we're so busy out there looking for all the low-hanging fruit that we miss some of the bigger opportunities because we never take the time to really cultivate and develop those relationships and understand the client and just, you know what I'm talking about, really develop it. I want to encourage you to identify what are those top 10 accounts or prospects that you have right now that if you were to spend some more quality time developing those, cultivating them, that you could bring them to fruition and close the deal and generate more business. Because there's a lot of business to be had out there. We just need to focus on the right business, focus our efforts on what's important to the client so we can get the business. Moving over to the last column there, as you're following along here, the daily sales and marketing actions. This is absolutely critical. Because see, what happens in business is you may have experienced peaks and valleys. And as a small business owner, because you are not only responsible for getting the business, but servicing the business, you get out there, you start getting busy with your sales and marketing efforts and your networking, and then you start to get business. You shift over into servicing the business, and when you're servicing the business, you kind of drop the ball on the sales and marketing. When these projects are done or the client's needs or customer's needs are fulfilled after you're done servicing them, you experience a lull or a valley in your business. Business kind of dries up. So we want to eliminate that. We want to have a steady flow of business. So it's important, even as business starts to come in, to create a marketing engine that will allow you to continually generate leads so that you have new business coming in at all the time to eliminate those peaks and valleys. Well, you can't have that sales and marketing engine if you don't have a sales and marketing plan. And I'm really big on planning. And I'm big on planning because I'm big on results. And in order to get results, you have to have a plan. You have to have a plan. And oftentimes I see so many people out there, they'll send out an email blast or a postcard or whatever it may, some type of marketing piece to prospects and clients, but there's no follow-up to it. They're not consistent. So what I'm talking about, a daily sales and marketing plan, what are those sales and marketing activities that you're going to focus on each and every week? And there's a few of them that you're going to do each day. Maybe you're making a handful of sales calls every day. Maybe you're doing a marketing blast once a week. And then after you meet with somebody in a networking meeting, you're following up with a phone call to book a meeting. And then after that, you're following up with an email. You have a continual cycle of things that you're following up with to cultivate your prospects. Just as if you were a farmer, right? You just wouldn't plant the seeds and then wait for it to grow. No, you're out there each and every day cultivating that farm. You're watering, you're fertilizing, you're pulling the weeds. I mean, you have to work it. And that's what this is about. Your client base, you have to work it. Because people like to do business with people they know, like, and trust. Think about it. Do you like to do business with a stranger? Not very many people do. I mean, it happens because sometimes there is no other alternative. But given a choice, most people would prefer to do business with people they know, like, or trust. It's just that simple. So in order to do that, you need to have the plan. You need to develop that. And maybe you've heard this before, but kind of a marketing rule that it takes, you know, 7 or 8 touch points to create a client or to develop that know, like, and trust factor. So I want to encourage you to put together a consistent daily sales and marketing action plan that will allow you to develop the know, like, and trust factor. And here's why it's important. Not all those will become your customers or your clients, but they can become great referral sources. And we all love to have more referral business, right? I mean, who doesn't want referral business? We all love that. It's some of the best business you can get out there because it's easier to close those deals too because there's that know, like, and trust factor that is there. So as you're executing your daily sales and marketing action, here's what's happening. It's about managing perceptions. Marketing is all about perceptions. There's going to be a preconceived idea that your customers or clients have about you, your industry, or your company. You want to be able to manage and influence that perception. Well, you can't do that if you're only hitting them here and there. Here's the other big factor. So let's say that you send out a marketing piece to your client base, and you're running some type of promotion. The client sees it and they think, you know what? Yeah, I'm interested, but not today. I think I'll wait another 1 month or 2 months when I'm ready. So you send that marketing piece out. You don't get any results, so you decide not to send that marketing piece out. Well, in that 2 month period, the client that you had initially sent it to, and they received your postcard, let's say, had your information, they didn't keep it because we're programmed by marketing. We see repeated commercials on television, on the internet, and in our mailbox. Companies just don't send out one piece. Well, you didn't get any results from the first time you sent it out, so you decided not to do it again. 2 months later, your client is, or that prospect is now ready to purchase whatever you're selling, and they didn't buy it from you because you were not in front of them, because you didn't do another marketing piece. You weren't consistent with your marketing. Instead, they bought it from one of your competitors because your competition was in front of them. So the key is, when you're out there doing the marketing, you got to be consistent. You got to be in front of your customers on a regular basis. And every industry is a little different, so you got to figure out the timing on that. You got to take into consideration your budget. But the most important thing is, whatever you do, it's daily sales and marketing actions. You want to keep that lead generation flowing to give you more opportunities to close more deals. Daily success habits. As you're looking on the Business Accelerator dashboard, and these are the things you should do each day before you even turn on your computer or make a phone call. These are the things that prepare you as an individual, prepare you for the day, to give you the strength. That's why they're called daily success habits. And I have mine. For example, you've probably heard before to review your goals every day. Well, why is that? Well, there's a big reason why you want to review your goals every day, because you want to keep them top of mind. And when you're reviewing them and they're top of mind, it helps you maintain that focus. This is the most important thing. This is where I'm going each and every day. This is what's important to me. That's why you have to review your goals each and every day. But not only that, the more you look at it, the more you see it, the more believable your goals become when you're reviewing them each and every day. And the more believable they are, the greater your chances of achieving your goals are. So one of your daily success habits should be reviewing your goals each and every day. Well, as you look at this dashboard, the whole reason we call it a dashboard is just like your car or in an airplane, there's a dashboard. What's interesting, as we're driving along to our destination in our car, we have that dashboard to guide us. We have the navigator system. We know how much fuel. So if we're getting low on fuel, we'll know it. If we start to have some engine problems, the idiot light comes on. And we know how fast we're going. So we have these gauges and these dashboards in life for other areas. So we already know they're important. Why don't we have it for our business? And that's why we call this a dashboard. You have to have a dashboard for your business and for your life. This is everything you need. When you complete this Business Accelerator dashboard, this is everything that you need to know. You've got your fuel. Where's the fuel? That's what fires you up internally. You've got the future. Where are you going each and every day? That's where you're heading, the future. And then you have the focus, your daily actions. And when you create alignment between your daily actions or your focus and your future and your fuel, that's what creates success. See, what happens, and the reason a lot of folks don't reach their goals, is because there's no alignment. Anybody can write a goal, but if the actions that you take out there on a regular basis are not in alignment to support that goal, to deliver the results, it's not going to happen. So that's why you need to look at this together. But more importantly, as you're out there, because on your journey towards your goals, again, life's going to happen. Things are going to come up that you're not anticipating. And that's why you have to have the fuel, because that fuels that internal energy. And I guarantee, if we had an opportunity to speak with Thomas Edison, as he failed 1,000 times as he was trying to invent the light bulb, he knew where he wanted to go. He knew he was going to get there. It was just a matter of time. And he didn't look at it as a failure. He looked at it as a learning experience. And each time he looked at it as if he was getting closer. He had the fuel. He had the passion. He had the strength and the vision. And he knew his future. And he knew where to focus, what activities, little by little, that would get him there. And he had complete alignment between his future, his fuel, his passion, and his focus. And that's what creates success. So as you look at this dashboard, I really want to encourage you. This really is the magic, so to speak, if that's what you're looking for. If you're looking for the silver bullet or the pixie dust, this is it. You have to have a dashboard. You've got to know where you're going. Take the time to really consider each one of these components on the Business Accelerator dashboard. And again, this is for you. Make it personal. Make it come to life. Because when you can dial this in and you know where you're going, you'll get there. You will get there. Because again, you cannot fail. You only fail when you throw in the towel. And you say, I give up. And you know what? If you don't have the fuel or the passion and you feel like giving up, then maybe that goal isn't right. Maybe that's not the right goal. So again, make as many copies of this. Make it your own. Add your chicken scratch to it. Continue to fine-tune it. Because as you continue on with your goals, it is a journey. And having this in front of you each and every day and looking at your 3 to 5 year and your 10 to 20 year goals, your North Star goals out there, they may change along the way. Because as you gain clarity on where you want to go, they may change because maybe they're not as important to you, or you discover along the way something that you're more passionate about or something that's more important to you. But I'll tell you, when you have this dialed in, you'll have an abundance of energy. You'll be fulfilled. You'll feel like you're on fire. Feel like you're really going somewhere. And that's just an awesome feeling. And you're going to have a ton of confidence that will just launch you into the future. So I hope you enjoyed this. I hope that you take it to heart and really put this together, because this is the key to reaching your goals. My name is Mike Brenhog. I wish you all the success on your endeavors today and in the future. Stay focused. Keep your eye on the future, and you'll get there. Have an awesome day.